Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in. You know him as an ESPN insider. You also know his expansive college football preview. He is Phil Steele.
Just call it the Bible. It's not a preview.
It is the Bible.
It's the Bible.
The college football Bible. Welcome in, Phil Steele.
Hey, thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
We're doing well. You know, it's a beautiful day. We would like some college football, though. I'm jonesing for football already.
Oh, it's good. Phil, I have the Bible in front of me right now. It's already open. We're gonna badger you with a ton of questions.
Great.
Can't wait.
Fire away, gentlemen.
I mean, I guess before we get into the specifics of you know, what you think about the Big Ten or what you think about Ohio State, I mean, can you just walk us through? You've got this college football preview that you put out every single year. Like, how do you do this? Have you cloned yourself?
Well, I do have 15, about 15 employees work for me, and I tell you what, we work on nothing but college football from the Sunday after Thanksgiving all the way through the end of May. So 6 months it takes us to produce this magazine. We do the magazine in a three write-through process. The first write-through is a postseason write-through where we analyze what just happened and what to look ahead to. Then comes the pre-spring write-through where we add in the freshmen and also add in the day transfers in or out. And then this year I got to talk to over 100 of the 130 head coaches out there. Spent about an hour with each of them, going over every single player on the team. They put my two deeps in order for me, gave me the players to watch out for this year, and I think that really helps the magazine. When you look at our two deeps, they're definitely the best in the country, and they go 3-4 deep sometimes, and they not just give you the player's height and weight, but they give you where he ranked coming out of high school, what he's done so far at college. So it is an entire 6 month process, although I have to tell you, we're already starting to work on next year's magazine right now, doing some of the right-hand pages.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. You know, when I call my games, I will not travel without this. I print off the teams before to add to my charts, so it is as good as it gets. And Phil, you do stuff online, too, or you update it throughout the year, right?
That's right. At philsteele.com, yeah. There's a Phil Steele Plus, and you can actually get the stats are updated each week. You get box scores, individual leaders all season long. And the great thing is with the online one, it's color-coded green and red. Green are good numbers, red are bad. So just glancing at a team, you could tell where their strengths and weaknesses are.
Phil Steele joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, getting you ready for some college football. We are oh so close. Obviously, we are in Buckeye country, Phil. How do you think the Buckeyes are looking heading into the 2018 season?
Well, I tell you what, they're playing in the toughest division in all of college football, and I say that strongly, that the Big Ten East is the toughest division. And here's the amazing thing. I'd say over half my radio shows I do are down south, and I've thrown that out there and never really gotten any pushback from anybody. They pretty much agree. You've got four legitimate, not only Big Ten title contenders, but perhaps national title contenders in Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State. You know, Michigan State and Penn State are probably have the clearest path to get there. These two teams both face a grand total of one team that had a winning record on the road this year. So all the other teams they face on the road had losing records last year. That's a nice little path to take, and both teams are loaded. Trace McSorley's back for Penn State. Michigan State goes from one of the least experienced teams to one of the most experienced. Michigan, same thing. You know, you look at Michigan last year, they had 5 returning starters, 1 on defense. This year, 17 returning starters, 9 on defense. One of the best defenses in the country and an offense that should be vastly improved with the addition of Shea Patterson coming in at QB. He had 10 starts at Ole Miss and now steps into the starting job here at Michigan. But I did go with Ohio State to win the Big Ten this year for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'd like the talent on the team overall. You start with Dwayne Haskins. I think he's going to be improve the downfield passing game for the Buckeyes, something that's sort of been lacking the last couple of years. Two dynamic running backs in J.K. Dobbins and Mike Weber, a deep core of receivers. And Ohio State also has my number 7 rated offensive line. They've got my number 2 rated defensive line led by Nick Bosa. When you're strong at the line of scrimmage, you're going to win a lot of games. Secondary linebacker solid, and the special teams. I have them coming in at number 7. And while Ohio State does have to play both Penn State and Michigan State on the road this year, keep in mind, last year against those two teams, they had over 1,000 yards combined in offense and allowed under 500 yards in offense. So I like the talent gap that they have. I think they can win in both those spots. TCU's not going to be a gimme either in Arlington, but I did pick Ohio State to win the Big Ten East this year.
We're talking with Phil Steele, the college football insider. He writes the Bible, which is the preview that you all have to have. It's, you can't live without it if you're a college football fan. Phil, I'm worried about Michigan this year. As a former Buckeye, and we are in Buckeye country, I am concerned that this could be the year the Wolverines could get us. I mean, obviously, they're going to be they're much improved. How well do you think Shea Patterson fits in? Is this the first quarterback Harbaugh has that's legit?
He had the Iowa transfer a couple years ago. It did a pretty good job. But I think Patterson, while maybe not the perfect fit for the offense, is going to be a good fit, and he'll tailor it around. Remember, Harbaugh had Colin Kaepernick, when he was at San Francisco. So he knows how to tailor an offense. Patterson's more of a quarterback that can throw on the run. That's probably his best attribute, but he also has 10 starts under his belt. And I agree with you. I think Michigan is a legitimate test. Keep in mind, remember the last time they came to Columbus, Michigan, two overtimes it took, a controversial fourth down call in the second overtime where Michigan fans feel that Barrett was stopped and they got the first down, and Michigan came up just that close to winning. And as you touched on, this is a loaded team. They got my number 6 D-line, number 12 linebackers, number 1 DBs, solid in the special teams. Now, they play a tough schedule. They open up with Notre Dame on the road. They've got Northwestern on the road. Northwestern's coming off a bye. Michigan State, they have to play on the road. And then, of course, Ohio State on the road. But they are a clear title contender this year. In fact, I rate them number 6 in my power poll in the front of the magazine, which is overall talent of the team. I have number 11 in the actual poll, my actual preseason rankings, because of their schedule.
Phil, looking at Harbaugh himself, he came into Michigan with such hype, such buzz. He also eats steak with while drinking milk on the side, which I cannot condone, sir. Please don't try that. But you look at Harbaugh going into this year. Is Harbaugh on the hot seat?
I do not feel he's on the hot seat this year. I think he's, you look at you coming in, they haven't finished above third in the Big Ten East, but he's had some close calls, and really last year I thought they were overrated coming into the season, coming in number 11 in the AP poll, which is 5 returning starters. Got beat up a little bit by Michigan fans when I called them overrated at the start of the year, but they lost the 5 games as expected. Now, I'll say this. With the talent he's putting on the field this year, if they were to lose 4 or 5 games, yeah, he'd be on the hot seat. But I don't think he's on the hot seat yet. He would get on there with a bad season this year. I just don't see it happening. This is a lot more veteran team than what they had last year.
Phil, also looking in, we're talking with Phil Steele on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You must. I'm demanding you go out and pick up his college football preview, The Bible, that comes out every year. I actually just, Dustin has it in front of him. I will say, I had to fly down south about a couple weeks ago, and I actually took my 2017 version because I just needed something to read, and it's still readable a year later. But you get to the OSU quarterback position. JT Barrett has moved on to the pros. Dwayne Haskins going to get the first crack at this. How do you see Dwayne Haskins really kind of elevating himself now going into his first year as starter, knowing Tate Martell is right behind him?
Well, I mean, Haskins is a guy that's got a cannon for an arm. He's got good size. He's 6'3", 214. He's a big body. And while he's not as dangerous a runner Barrett was, I think he is a dangerous runner. He's also not as dangerous a runner as Martell is, but I think he's the best quarterback. He's the best combination, good downfield passer, and I think he's an underrated runner at that. So I think Haskins is going to hold on to that job and win it and do well. And the other thing I really like here, and I'm not basing it on one game, but you go back to being thrown in the fire like he was against Michigan, leading the win over Michigan in an extremely tough situation. I recently rewatched that game, and the announcers were like, oh, wow, Ohio State's in big trouble here. They're down to their backup quarterback, and then Haskins goes and leads them to a couple of touchdowns and a victory. So I like the fact he did it under fire in that game, and he's been very impressive in the spring, not only this year but last year as well. So I think he's well prepared for the job.
Phil, do you think we'll see Tate Martell in some sort of special packages throughout the year?
Absolutely. And in this era of college football, you got to keep that backup quarterback happy or else he's going to be transferring. So I think that would be the ideal situation. It would, A, take a few reps off of Haskins, and, B, keep Martell interested in the game.
Phil, just want to get your thoughts on the Big Ten West. It seems as though Wisconsin could just steamroll this thing, but you never know. I mean, who the heck knows if there's going to be a surprise team? I think that Wisconsin, with Taylor at tailback and Hornibrook, who was tremendous last year, I think he's only going to get better. I mean, they were 13-1. Do you anticipate them kind of walking to the Big Ten championship game?
You know, I like Wisconsin. I think they're a better Wisconsin team than they were last year, and I think they're the best team in the West. But I will say that there's a possibility they don't win the West, and I'll tell you why. Now, first of all, let's take a look at Wisconsin. The offensive line, I rate it number one in the country. And recently I just became a member of the Joe Moore Award, which is for the top offensive line. I bounced my offensive line list off of those guys, and nobody disputed the fact that I have Wisconsin rated as the number one offensive line. So that's a great line. Jonathan Taylor, veteran quarterback, defense solid as always. Now, here's the reason that I say Wisconsin might not win the West. Last year, if you take a look at their road games, they had five games on the road. All five teams had losing records last year: BYU, Nebraska, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota. Now let's take a look at Wisconsin's road schedule this year. At Iowa, now that's Kinnick Stadium, as we know. They pulled off some big-time upsets. I don't know if Ohio State fans remember last year's final score of, still scratching my head, 55-24, but they knocked off number two Michigan 2 years ago. Penn State needed a touchdown pass on the final play of the game to beat them. That game right there could determine the West. If Iowa's got that game at night, win it in Kinnick, and then all of a sudden they've got the tiebreaker. They also have to play Michigan on the road, Northwestern on the road, Penn State on the road, and Purdue. So they go from five teams that had losing records last year to five bowl teams, including a couple of title contenders. That's a tough schedule. And Iowa may be a few steps down below Wisconsin, but they were a major gap between them and Ohio State last year, as well as Penn State, yet they won those games at home. And if they take care of business at home this year, you look at Iowa's road games: Minnesota, Indiana, Purdue, Illinois, Penn State, all manageable. They could very well have a step to the West. I picked Wisconsin, but if somebody's going to edge them out, I think it would be Iowa.
Phil Steele, ESPN insider, also of Phil Steele's College Football Preview, The Bible, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we've talked about a lot of the teams that we know, a lot of teams that we've gotten really familiar with, given how the Big Ten has shaken out the last few years here. Is there anybody in the Big Ten that maybe you think people are sleeping on?
I would have to say that maybe Maryland, if they can keep their quarterbacks healthy, which is a big if, because it's been one of their problems. And then maybe Indiana. Indiana last year, when you look at them, they came very close. They gave Ohio State a game for three quarters. They lost to Michigan by a touchdown, gave Michigan State a game till the very end. Purdue was a close one. So they were inches away. If they can get good play out of Arizona transfer Brandon Dawkins, they could be somewhat of a surprise team. And another team that's going to be much improved is Nebraska. But Nebraska's got a tough enough schedule where I think it keeps them from really being a West contender.
Phil, as we take a look at the top five here in the country, it's kind of the same as it's been, right? I mean, you've got Alabama, Clemson, then Ohio State, followed by Washington and Georgia, then Wisconsin. Bama, always so good. You know, they just seem to reload and retool every single year. I mean, how shocked would you be if this was the Final Four? Your preseason four being the Final Four.
Yeah, that's what I'm projecting, is that those are the four teams that get in there. And when I look at Alabama, they are a team that generally, Dustin, they lose so much in the NFL draft. They come in the experience chart, and they're like number 120 or number 110. This year they're number 50 on my experience chart, so that's a huge plus for them. They've got two capable quarterbacks in Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts. They're deep in the backfield. I mean, they've got my number two set of running backs, number three offensive line in the country, number four defensive line, best set of linebackers in the country, although I may have only rated it maybe three or four unit if Terrell Lewis is out for the year, but we'll see. They also have my number 8 DBs. And then you look at their schedule this year. Alabama is actually going to be a double-digit favorite in every single game this year. And that would include at LSU and versus Auburn at home. So Bama right now, Saban's actually only got one national title where he's run the table, gone undefeated. He's probably poised for a second one this year. But here's the great thing. Last year, if you remember, mid-season when Bama's blowing teams out, remember they beat Vandy 59-0, Ole Miss 66-3, and like, oh, they're unbeatable. They barely made the playoffs last year after injuries cropped up, and that's the thing I love about college football. Every week is important.
Phil, from your first four there to your next four, Notre Dame sitting at 8. It felt like last year was a great step in the right direction for them. Do you think they have enough to maybe take, you know, creep into that top 6, top 5 conversation?
Or perhaps even a playoff spot. In fact, 2 years ago, my surprise team list in the magazine every year is my list of teams that are not in the top 10 that I think have a chance of making the playoffs. And 2 years ago, that team was Washington, was my number one surprise team, and they made the playoffs that year. Well, this year, my number one surprise team is Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame last year was my number one most improved team in the country, and they went from 4 to 10 wins. And remember, they were number 3 in the country when they traveled to face Miami of Florida on the road in November. So they were right there in the mix last year. Now, here's why I like them this year. They've got 9 starters back on defense. I think they're a top 15 D. Offensively, they got Wynn Bush, despite losing a couple of first-round draft picks on the O-line. I still rate their offensive line number 8 in the country, and I like their skilled players as well. And then look at the schedule. It's not easy, but it's manageable. Their 4 true road games this year are against Wake Forest, Virginia Tech, Northwestern, and USC. All winnable games. In fact, I have them favored in all 4 of those road games. The toughest 3 games are at home. Michigan, Stanford. They get Florida State at home in November. Figures to be a little chilly in South Bend, an extra added advantage. I actually have them winning all 12 games potentially this year, and if that happens, wouldn't the big Power 5 commissioners be happy if Notre Dame gets into the playoff mix?
Phil, who's the best player in college football this year?
I'm going to have to go with either Jonathan Taylor of Wisconsin, who had nearly 2,000 yards as a true freshman, running behind my number one rated O-line, or Bryce Love of Stanford. If you watch the Stanford games in the second half of the year last year, he's basically playing on one leg, and he still rushed for 2,000 yards, and he's running behind my number 4 rated offensive line.
Phil, excellent stuff as always. You preach from the Bible. You did a damn good job once again, sir. We appreciate your time, too.
Hey, I always enjoy talking football with you guys. Had a lot of fun today. Thanks, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.